This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, Tom and Cecil. This is Keegan from apparently the good part of Michigan, from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was just calling in response to the Arthur Schopenhauer quote we got from Doc Oates last week. I was confused because Arthur Schopenhauer is my favorite philosopher, and I couldn't remember him ever saying that, so I went back and Googled it and looked it up, and that quote is not at all attributed to Arthur Schopenhauer. So that means that the coach made up the quote and attributed it to someone that nobody has ever heard of in a million years. Keep up the great work, guys.
Hey, Tom and Cecil. Hey, I'm really glad you guys had Eli on. Now I got a couple new porn stars to look up. Glory hole. Oh, and by the way, I think it's pronounced Bon Iver. But who cares? That guy's fucking trash anyways. We'll see.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Cecil. I'm a fan, and I'm calling you from the past. Okay, actually, today's date is August of 2017, but I recently found your podcast, and I'm currently going through it from the beginning and numerical order all the way to modern. Yeah. So, I'm an idiot for that. So feel free to have a good laugh at that one. I'll get to that when I finally catch up with recent episodes. Wanted to call in because I've just recently listened to episode 43 back in, May of 2012. The medium is well done. And your first little time that you got to talk about Trump and your opinion. And I just sat there thinking, oh boy, the things I could tell you guys from here in the future. But you already know this now, and I look forward to seeing how that's going to go once I finally catch up with the rest of your episode. So, anyways, take care, guys. Been enjoying the show like hell.
Hey, guys. So, I might hear some traffic, but that's because I'm literally walking home from a bar drunk as shit right now, so fuck you. But I just got done listening to the episode with fucking Eli Bosnick on it. But, I'm a Navy vet. Fucking, I was a corpsman, which is kind of like a medic, but with the Marine Corps. But don't call us medics. We fucking hate that. Medics are pieces of shit. They're not as good as corpsmen. But I legit had to put some, friends back together and load them up on helicopters and get them out of the fucking AOE, man. Anyway, as I was listening to that shit, I was getting a little bit pissed off. But you know what? I had to remind myself, fucking comedy is just hyperbolic, man. You take shit to the extreme because that's funny. And I get it. And you know what? Fuck Trump. Fuck this whole fucking trans can't serve. You know, if you can fucking pick up a rifle and shoot straight, then you can serve. And you know what? If somebody does their time and they earn those medical benefits, then who the fuck is anybody else to decide how you're going to spend those fucking medical benefits, man? Anyway, I love you guys' show. Fucking keep on shooting straight. Shit. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 374.
And there's no welcome mat because we just pulled it back. We're not going to have anybody on this show.
We announced that we were going to have the Republican atheist on the show.
Yeah.
It did not work out.
It was not a good interview.
It wasn't.
It turned out it was an interview where not only could we not pin this person down on any of their real sort of thoughts that they had.
Thoughts is strong.
We also at the end of it got a message that George Soros is sort of a puppet master controlling things. And I don't want to have a conversation with people that I don't think live in reality. Yeah. I just don't want to have that conversation.
It's silly.
And this person work is trying to promote this organization. They contacted us multiple times. We didn't even want to have them on the show, but Tom and I thought, you know, we've never had anybody on who we've really seriously disagreed with. And so we decided we would try to like extend an olive branch and have an open conversation. And you know, the thing is we went into it, I think, wanting to have an open conversation. But the things that were said in that interview, this person, their priorities are so different from mine when it comes to voting. I had nothing, there was no bridge between us. I could not bridge that gap. And I can be very mean right now. I could be very mean. And Tom, I know you could too. I'm not going to be mean right now. I'm just going to say that interview was a waste of both of our time.
I will only say this. I will not be mean because you've asked me not to be mean and we've already abandoned an entire set of audio where I was mean.
Where I was a little mean too.
So it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Just say it didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
And it did not work out. And the best thing that could have happened, honestly, the best thing, I will just say this, the best thing that could have happened in that conversation was you hanging up.
Yeah.
Because I was going to lose it.
Yeah.
I was going to start to get aggressive because that shit was silly.
I was going to get aggressive too. We're probably going to post this for patrons. It's really genuinely not.
It's not good.
It's not good. So I'm not interested in putting this as part of our show, but we are going to release it for patrons if they want an excruciating interview that goes nowhere, that has no resolution and winds up with me hanging up on someone. If you want to hear that, patrons will get access to it, but that's not something I want to put out in the world. It's not anything that I'm sure this person wants out in the world, and it's not anything I want out in the world. So it's just going to live on our Patreon page, and we're just going to call it a day. But we're sorry we asked questions. There were some great questions that people had on Twitter that I wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah.
But the way that she was avoiding our questions, even in the very initial stages of that conversation, I guarantee those Twitter questions would have gone unanswered.
Or answered so poorly and slippery that it would have been, it's just not satisfying.
It would have been a waste of everybody's time. Yeah. So we're just going to move on and talk about Republicans.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the big one.
Yeah.
We don't have to tell you what happened in Charlottesville, right?
Everybody knows Charlottesville happened.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Nazis.
Right? Fucking
Nazis.
Nazis.
Like people with actual fucking Nazi paraphernalia. People with fucking with white power paraphernalia.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about symbols of white power constantly throughout.
Yeah. It's a hate organization, right? So this was Take Back the Right, right? This was the Take Back the Right.
I got to ask you a question. I'm just going to interrupt. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's say you go to a march, Tom. Let's say downtown there's going to be a march. Mm-hmm. And you're standing there and some guy pulls out a Nazi flag. Do you leave? Do you confront him? Or do you just keep
on my side?
Yeah, he's on your side.
I confront the shit out of him.
Right. Or you leave, right? Or you just say, you know what? This isn't my protest. I made a mistake today.
Oh.
Coming to this protest, thinking it was going to be a peaceful protest about statues. I totally thought it was going to be about statues. I did not think it was going to be about Nazis. I don't continue with that march. Anybody that was standing in that march is complicit with Nazis.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Any suggestion otherwise is fucking, it's
ludicrous.
Slippery liars bullshit.
It's ludicrous.
They know exactly what they're there for. You know, the company we keep, and I believe this very strongly, the company we keep speaks to our fucking character.
Absolutely.
It speaks to our character.
Absolutely.
And if the company that I keep is a bunch of racist, bigoted, Nazi-ass motherfuckers. You know what I am?
You're a Nazi.
I'm a Nazi.
You're a fucking Yahtzee on the Nazis.
Who loves Nazis? Other Nazis.
Yeah.
Also, literally nobody else.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is everybody's trying to paint this as if, well, there was one side and then there was another side. No, we're going to hear him say that in a few seconds. We're going to play Donald Trump. He spoke on Charlottesville. We know we're going to hear him say that too. There's one side and then there's the other side. Yeah, there's a racist side.
Yeah, I know.
And there's an anti-racist side. like, how fucking hard is it to know which side is the right side?
I know, right? Like, in World War II, there were two sides, right?
Exactly.
It was the Nazis and then the guys who fought the Nazis. Yeah. Why do we have to say they were all violent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a D-Day. It was like one side had machine guns and the other side had cupcakes.
Yeah. And it's not like America was yelled at because we shouted down the Nazis. You know? It's not like that happened. And I do want to talk about, because there's been a rash of violence, right? Mm-hmm. You should commit violence on a Nazi.
Oh.
I will say this. I am 100% for defending yourself. I am 100% for defending yourself. If you're at that rally and somebody takes their tiki torch and takes a swing at you.
Oh, it's on.
Defend yourself.
Yeah, right.
Defend yourself.
Yeah.
If you're at the rally and somebody tries to hurt you, defend yourself. But these people are fucking babies. They're childish, shitty little babies. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is yell and you will provoke them into attacking you. That's just true. Nazis are fucking babies. They're fucking children.
Yeah, that's true.
And
right.
So if you wanted to get into a fight with a Nazi to please yourself by beating up a Nazi, it's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah, to get them to swing at you.
It's not a hard thing to do. And I'm 100% behind going there and counter protesting, going there and stopping them from marching. Hell yeah, that's freedom of speech.
Right.
That's you using your speech to stop their speech. That's not shouting someone down.
It's not censorship either.
Censorship.
Right.
What it is two people exerting their freedom of speech.
Right.
The government isn't stopping either group. So that means freedom of speech is fine.
It's intact.
It's intact.
Right.
But I am not a person who thinks that violence should be the way to, and the answer, but I am not a person who's a pacifist who thinks that if you go to this thing and some asshole fucking swastika bearing Nazi fuckhead swings at you, that you should just turn the other cheek. The thing that I have a problem with when people say you should beat up Nazis is there's no off switch, right? How far can I go? Because you're just saying, if there's a Nazi and he exists, I can beat him up. How far can I go? Can I kill him? Can I strangle him? Can I just choke him out until he falls out? How far can I go? There's a regulator built in to defending yourself. You're no longer in danger, right? That regulator exists, right? Nazi comes at me. If I want to fight him, I fight him until he stops fighting me and then I leave, right? That's the regulator. But without that, with you being the aggressor, the regulator isn't there. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so you need that level of morality. You know, the morality is on your side if you're defending yourself. It's not on your side if you're the aggressor.
Yeah, I got to tell you though, like, all this like punch a Nazi shit assumes the Nazis don't punch you back. It always assumes that you're going to win the fight.
Yeah.
That you're going to show up and beat up a Nazi. Like, you know what, man? Like, as a grown up, how many fights you get into?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and they're coming prepared. They have shields. They have sticks.
That's what I mean. These are guys. You know, let's be perfectly brutally honest. Like, this is not a bright group of guys.
No, these are mugs. These are knuckleheads.
These are fucking guys who probably get into fights all the time.
They're degenerates. Right? One of them had a bunch of guns on him. He's going to get arrested for it.
So you show up to one of these things. And you're not going to show up to one of these things. He's got 50 of his fucking friends and they're all carrying around fucking torches.
Yeah. Or sticks.
Right.
Many of them have flagpoles.
So come the fuck on.
Yeah.
Like, can we stop all this backyard fucking heroism? You know what I mean? Like, all this fucking armchair heroism.
It's real easy for me to say in Chicago that I'm all for punching Nazis. I've never seen a Nazi.
Yeah, right. That's what
I mean. In Chicago.
Can we just cut all that? Just excise it from your entire life, because it's all this is the same kind of masturbatory violence fantasy nonsense that all the fucking gun nuts
that all
love.
The gun nuts love.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I got an AK-47 in my pillowcase.
Yeah, I'll shoot every burglar that comes to my house. Like,
just stop.
Calm down.
Just stop.
Go lay down.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to say too, that there was a ton of people bitching about doxing, that these people went out to this thing. That's not doxing. They are in a public place with their hoods off. If they didn't want to be doxed, do like all the other scared racists and wear a fucking hood, you coward.
But even if you wear a hood, you showed up with your body, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You showed up with your body. I mean, you can't dox me when I show up to a place using my body and someone says, I know that guy.
Yeah.
That's not doxing. If I wear a hood, I'm sorry, I still showed up with my body. We don't have the same expectations of privacy. And I don't know that I necessarily know how those things should be managed. And I don't know that any of us really know how those things should be managed and the different rules of social engagement between social media and the internet and what have you, and then real life. But I'll tell you the fuck this. If you show up someplace with your fucking body and somebody recognizes you and you don't like it, then you're a fucking coward.
Which you shouldn't do.
Don't show up places with your body then.
Don't illuminate your face with a torch.
Yeah, right? Well, I don't like when people know that I'm a racist.
I shouldn't. You know what I shouldn't do is I shouldn't carry a light source at my face in the dark.
Right. I saw shit where people were like, oh, you know, like, because a guy got fired, right? Like no, that was
good.
A guy.
Good.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
You showed up at a physical place.
Exactly. What I've been saying this for years, like we, and I believe it so strongly, we need a no quarter policy for this shit. You don't get to work in my company.
Oh,
you,
man.
You do not work for me. I employ 111 people. You do not work for
me. I would,
if you are racist, if you do not.
If I found out my coworker went to one of these things, I would never speak to him again. Literally never speak to him. I wouldn't even write emails to them if I could avoid it. And if they saw me, I would just look at them. If they said hello, I'd look at them like their fucking face was made out of moon rocks and never speak a word to them.
I'd fire them on the spot.
Yeah.
No quarter for these motherfuckers. And it's more and more important. I got a bunch of pushback on this no quarter thing for over the course of the years. I've been saying it. People have said, oh, we need a place. We should talk to them. We're never going to change their mind otherwise. Fuck all that noise. I'm sorry. I just strongly disagree with that. Fuck all that noise. They get no place in your social circle. They don't get jobs. They get fired from the places that they want to go. They should be treated like the fucking animals that they are. And if that makes them feel like real fucking sad, then I don't give a shit. I just don't care. There should be no rock they can crawl under and feel happy and comfortable and safe. The problem is that these assholes have an expectation of privacy. They feel like it's like that blubbering. I know we'll talk about it. It's like that blubbering dipshit who showed up and now the police are looking for him and he feels victimized.
He feels victimized. There was a kid at one of these rallies that one of the people followed. So this guy from GQ, I think he was from GQ. At least that's where I saw the article. So I don't know if it was a person from GQ or if they just got a hold of this video. But they go up to this guy and he's running away from a bunch of people who are clearly anti-fascist, right? Mm-hmm. So he's running away from them. He tears off his white shirt and he goes, I'm not with them. He's just like blubbering. And he's like, I just came out here. I didn't know what I was getting into. I'm real sorry. And the guy says, well, you didn't know what you're getting into. The guy who's filming is like, you didn't know what you're getting into. Like, this is a rally. He's like, I just like to provoke people. He's like, that's kind of what I do. He's like online. And so I just thought this would be fun. He's like, I don't want to get beat up. I'm sorry. And so he's got his shirt off and his khakis on and he stuffs his shirt in a bag. And this guy follows him with a camera, walks around with him as he's waking his way through all the other side.
Hmm.
Like not being confronted because they think they don't know that he's part of the
right.
The Nazis, the literal Nazis that just marched. And they say to him, he keeps on asking him, like, are you just going to walk through here? Like you're part of the other side. And he says, I like to provoke people is what he says at the very end. One of the things he says is, and how many people do we know like that online? Those assholes that are like, I'm just a troll. I'm just an asshole. I'm just the kind of dick who's going to push you in the wrong way. And it's like, this is a guy who experienced firsthand in his real life, in the flesh, what mm-hmm. happens when you spout shitty ideology and somebody confronts you on it. He just got confronted. And what did he do? He immediately shit his pants and immediately held his hands up and said, I'm sorry. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to go back and do it again. Yeah. I don't care if he would have got a beating. I don't care if he would have, like, that wouldn't have changed his mind. Beating him up isn't going to change his mind. You know what's going to change his mind? His entire social circle is going to see that fucking film. Mm-hmm. They're going to see that he was marching with Nazis.
Yep.
And they're going to leave him behind on the curb. And he's never going to get another date. And he's never going to get another person to fucking hang out with him on Friday night. And he's never going to fucking have a moment of... If his friends are worthwhile,
right,
are never going to want to hang out with him again. And that's way worse than a fucking few bumps and bruises.
Yeah, because you'll heal from one and you'll be hurt by the other, right?
For sure.
For real. Yeah. And I can we talk real quick about the provoking shit?
Yeah.
Because that shit makes me crazy too. And I don't understand why we tolerate this nonsensical notion that you can go online and just provoke people as if that has some merit.
Yeah.
As if that's not a shitty, mean-spirited, awful thing to do that is genuinely deserving of repercussions.
Sure.
We have this crazy idea that because you're using your phone or using your computer, that the rules for fucking social engagement suddenly don't fucking apply. Well, they still fucking apply. The only difference is you can fucking engage with people as a coward when you're on your phone or on your computer. And this nonsense idea that you can go on and just troll. What What does just trolling mean? What it means is that you're a coward. That's all that it means.
Yeah.
All that it means is you flipped somebody off from your car and drove away. Yeah. We have accepted, we have tacitly accepted this idea that we are okay with a different set of anonymous social rules when we go online that apply in a way that we would never apply them when we're able to look each other in the eye. And it's not to our benefit socially.
No.
We are not reaping great rewards from this.
No.
We are reaping
the trolls
terrible
society.
There's no advantage to it. It's only a detriment. Yeah. It's only ugliness.
Yeah. And I don't know how you look at that protest down there and not call it anything but a white supremacy march. I watched that Vice thing that happened. Those guys are marching down the street and they're saying the Jews will not replace us. I mean, like, what fucking year is it?
How much more clear could they be? How much more clear could they be
about
their intentions?
They had Nazi flags, man. I mean, seriously, reevaluate your fucking life if you're standing next to a Nazi flag. There's no more reviled group of people in the world, nor should there be, than Nazis.
Let's see what Trump says. Because I know we talked about this, but I think it's actually really important. Like, this is the fucking president, guys.
This is the president.
This is the president.
So this is from PBS NewsHour. I'm taking this this edited version of his Charlottesville comments that they put together. And I want you to listen very closely at the very beginning when someone says, "Why do Nazis like you?"
I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct, not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement. But you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts. And it's a very...
If he's pointing at him and saying, you don't know the facts, do you know the facts then?
Yeah, well...
You've already made two statements?
The implication here, I think, by him is that he has more information that we're not privy to. I think... What else could he be implying? You still don't know the facts? Is he saying you personally and individually, and that's why you're coming at me with this question?
Maybe he has like a CIA guy that's told him something.
That knows something.
I hope he's told him that those people are Nazis.
Right.
I hope you have an advisor, President Trump, that says when somebody waves a Nazi flag, you don't say that their side is equal to other sides.
There's no equal side. Like, unless like somebody shows up, like swing like a Pol Pot flag.
Yeah, or you have the Japanese flag.
Right.
From World War II.
I can't even... What other group of people exterminated 6 million human beings?
Yeah, like, are you talking about, like, you got to go back to, like, before there was flags, and you're like, yeah, I'll hold up the heraldry for Assyria or something.
I know, right?
Very important process to me, and it's a very important statement. So I don't want to go quickly and just make a statement for the sake of making a political statement. I want to know the facts. When you say the...
Okay, there's a cut there. Yeah. There's a cut there.
Alt-right. Define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Define it for me. Come on, let's go. Senator McCain defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging at him? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
Hold on. Let's talk about it. First of all, alt-left is something he just made up.
That's a medic.
Right. He just made up.
You could say Antifa.
Yeah,
there was Antifa people there.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So, all right. So Nazis show up, right?
Nazis.
To be fair, though, let's be fair. They're not actually members of the National Socialist Party, right? No. What they are is people who support
all their ideas.
All of the ideas of Nazis.
No, they're not actually.
So they're not actually. Don't send me your fucking email that they are not part of the 1940 fucking political party from Germany. I recognize and understand that. However, they really like those ideas.
Yeah.
Such as the killing of 6 million innocent human beings.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so fine. We're there. So do they have some responsibility? No. If we're talking about the fact that a car was driven at speed through a group of people, there's no responsibility.
I will say this.
There's none.
The guy who they interviewed for this Vice thing, I want to say his name's Chris Cantwell, but I can't be 100% sure. Watch the Vice thing if you get a chance, though. The Vice, thing's 20 minutes long. It's Vice down in Charlottesville. It's absolutely just, it's just fucking amazing to watch. But watch, one, watch him bitch about Jared Kushner and Ivanka and how this guy, this fucking troglodyte with fucking half droopy face is bitching. He's like, I can't believe that Jared Kushner with Ivanka Trump, he looked at a beautiful girl and he's a Jew. He's a dirty Jew. And you're just like, you are fucking such a fucking basement dwelling fucking garbage eater. Another thing that this guy says is that the guy in the car was provoked. And the lady who's doing this Vice interview is like, how was he provoked? And he's like, you saw the video. And she's like, I did see the video, but I can't tell what would provoke someone. And he says that someone banged on his window a couple times, and that's what caused him to drive forward and kill a human being and injure many others. What I saw in that video was just a guy who crashes his car into a group of people.
That's all I saw.
I did not see a guy punching on anything or whatever. But even still, that is an unprovoked attack of terrorism. That's what it is.
He could have backed up, right?
Like if he's in genuine danger,
yeah.
If someone is banging on his window and he's in genuine danger, there was nobody behind him,
man.
Nobody behind you. Cause you had a straight run back. Nobody was behind him.
Right.
He had a straight run. When you see that car pull backwards,
Ain't nobody there. Yeah.
Ain't nobody there. And it's not cause he knocked him out of the way. They weren't behind him.
Even if he thought he was in danger, which I think is bullshit, by the way, let me just say,
yeah,
I didn't see.
That's going to be the defense though. I understand that it is,
but let me address it because you're in a fucking car.
Yeah.
And the other guy's not in a car.
Yeah.
Right. It's just not, you're fucking fine.
Yeah.
You know, there are relatively few people with the muscle power to break a fucking car window with their fist.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's just not. You're in a car. You're in a 2,000 pound machine.
Yeah.
You're fucking fine. Is it different if a group of people is bouncing your car and throwing, yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 100%. Right. Yeah. Different story. That's not even what he's saying happened.
Yeah.
Right. So even going with what he's saying happened, he's wrong. He's just wrong. There is a theory in self-defense, right? That you can't over-defend yourself, right?
Yeah,
and I don't know what it's called,
yeah.
But like, if you punch me, I can't behead you, yeah. Right? Like, right?
Yeah. Not here, right. Not in our country.
In Florida, you can, but that's not a real place in the world. It's like...
It's a standard round decapitation.
My guillotine. Yeah. But there's a reciprocation, right? There's a level of reciprocation. And there's a point where you stop. So even if I bought the idea, which I aggressively do not buy, but even if I bought the idea that he was in danger or was provoked or whatever, the level of response does not even remotely match the threat level, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not even remotely fucking close. There are no two sides here.
No.
And the thing is, like, at the end of the day, I would feel very differently about this if a bunch of Nazis showed up and then a bunch of anti-Nazis showed up and they had a fight. I'd be like, yeah, that's fucking crazy. Like, we got some real issues to worry about. But that's not the only thing that happened.
Yeah.
The other thing that happened is a motherfucker drove a car through a group of people and killed somebody.
Yeah.
And that's different than, I don't like you, you don't like me, let's scream and yell and have a fist fight.
Yeah.
Right?
That's hard. Yeah.
Now we don't have two sides, right?
Yeah.
If you and I have a disagreement, Cecil, we end up in a fist fight. Are there two sides to it? Yeah. Maybe one side's morally right.
Sure. Mine would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost certainly. maybe one side has a moral high ground, but there's certainly two sides.
Right.
The second somebody gets in a car and drives over somebody else who doesn't have a car, there's no two sides anymore.
Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day.
Is he just punctuating with fake news at this point?
Yeah, right. Sad. I'm not finished failing.
Did he just... He gave up.
Yeah,
Hold on a second.
I'm not finished. And he stopped saying it.
I'm not finished and then he quit. Now he's listening to another question.
Do it again. Do it again. Make him not finish. Finish.
I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day.
He gives up. That was a horrible day. And then he just gives up.
I'm not finished.
He just
legit
gives up.
Yeah.
I will tell you something. I watched this very closely, much more closely than you people watched it.
And How do you know how close other people watch it? God, you're such an arrogant fucking asshole. I did it better. I watched TV better than you.
I watched all the Fox Newses.
When I watch TV, I watch TV with seven eyes. I take out extra eyes to watch TV.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and
they had a permit. Both sides had a permit. Turns out both sides had a permit. That's not a true thing to say.
Doesn't matter. We're in a post-fact world. Yeah, so
that's not
now
true.
They don't have a permit.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Very, very violent.
President, are you putting what you're calling the alt-left and white supremacists on the same moral plane?
I'm not putting anybody on a moral plane. What I'm saying is
I am. Cut that shit out. You're not putting the fucking white supremacists on a moral plane.
Yeah.
The easiest thing in the world to do is denounce white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Easiest thing to do.
Oh my gosh. So easy.
If you don't, it's the de facto position of all decent people.
Right.
Right? Like, it's not like you meet somebody and then you think, I wonder if they also denounce white supremacy. You just sort of assume that
they do. Just assume everybody meet is not a racist.
Yes.
You would assume that. And then until they prove that wrong, it's like everybody you meet is not a pedophile.
Right, exactly.
Until they prove they're a pedophile.
It's like, it's not like you go out on a date and you're like, hey, so, do you like rape or eat people? Just want to know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't want to make any assumptions about whether or not, maybe you're not. I don't know. You just some shit is just beyond the pale. And we just assume that no one's doing it.
Turns out Nazism is that too.
You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious and it was horrible. And it was a horrible thing to watch, but there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the fucking right that came with actual shields and clubs?
Yeah.
Are you telling me they were there for a fucking peaceful protest? Yeah. Are you telling me they showed up and they're like, oh my gosh, clutching their pearls? Like, oh my, those people don't like us. Are you fucking kidding me? These people came armed, ready to hurt other human beings, ready to put stitches in other people's heads, ready to beat them into unconsciousness, which they did. The fuck?
They talked openly ahead of the march about being prepared, about bringing guns, about how they were going to fuck shit up.
And then they did.
And then they showed up and they did all of those things. And they're Nazis. Are we missing that part?
It's almost like
the baker showed up and fought the candlestick maker.
It's almost like he just keeps on giving legitimacy and you keep forgetting they're Nazis. Like, wait and forget. Wait, how they're Nazis.
They're the worst people in human history.
It reminds me of what we used to think Satanists were when we would talk about what a Satanist was. Yeah. And we would say, oh yeah, they're like, because we didn't realize that Satanists were a group of people who, instead of embodying sort of the evil of the religion, instead they're just thumbing their nose at religion. Yeah, right. That's what they're actually doing. Right. But when you think about what a Satanist is, at least when I was a kid growing up.
The prototypical non-existent Satanist.
The Christian Satanist, the one who would say, I love the devil and drinking blood and I like sacrificing shit and I'm a bad, bad person. I like all the evil things in the world. You're just like, no, that's awful. Why would you do that? That's stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is legit the dumbest thing ever.
No.
This is a group of people that are saying I think we should kill all people that are
believe in the idea of subhumans.
That are subhuman. I want to kill all those people and beat them up and I'm a real bad person. You're just like, no, like, I'm a bad person is right in there. Like, did you not hear you say that? Like, did you not hear when you're like, I'm a real bad person? Did you not?
At some point, like, can't we just take them on their word?
Yeah.
You know, be like, yeah, hey, turns out you're you and that's gross. God. And you should stop being you because you are the worst.
I think there's blame on both sides. You look at
who drove the car.
Yeah.
Who drove a car into other people?
It's an anti-fascist.
I think there's blame on both sides.
What's the blame? Like what? They didn't get out of the way of the car fast enough? Like, is that the blame on the other side? What is the blame?
Maybe they didn't bring their own car.
Wait, you should have brought barricades with you? Like what? You should have brought tire strips? What is the blame? I don't get it.
And I have no doubt about it. And you don't have any doubt about it.
No, I have plenty of doubts. Oh my God, I'm full of doubt. Holy shit. Since you took office, I'm literally fucking overflowing with doubt.
Not it either. And if you reported it accurately, you would say you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had
No, you do not. You do not have very fine Nazis. There are no good Nazis.
You may have a dapper Nazi. You see,
there's no, very unlikely. Very unlikely.
That's true, too.
Very unlikely. Yeah. You're very unlikely to have a Nazi with a fucking IQ over 75 and a full fucking head of teeth. This, come the fuck on. Come the fuck on. These people are ugly.
Yeah.
They're just fucking ugly in every way.
Have you ever seen, there's a Reddit called We Are the Master Race or something like that. And it's all pictures of white supremacists. And they're all like, it's like fucking fat, ugly, toothless, garbage hill humans. And you just, it's the funniest Reddit ever. They take pictures of all these fucking Nazis and they post them. It's no shit, the funniest thing ever. But like he's saying, there's fine people on both sides. No.
No.
If you march, I contend. That if you march with a person with a Nazi flag next to you, there's literally nothing you could do. You could be George Soros. The funder of this podcast, this fine podcast, George Soros. I can't wait to get the $1 million check you're going to send me this week. But you could be somebody who's an amazing, you could be Bill Gates.
Yeah.
It gets fucking cures malaria.
Right.
If you're standing next to a Nazi flag, go fuck yourself.
I know, right? It'd be like saying, like, seriously, it'd be like, oh, yeah, this is my best friend, Bill. He's a serial rapist. You'd be like, you're awful! You're awful!
Nobody's really good with children.
I know, right? Like, no, but I mean, like, you're awful that's your best friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, guilt, like, by association.
What are you
absolutely
fucking kidding me?
Absolutely.
You just, like, you can't stand in a room be complicit with terrible people. It makes you a terrible person.
When I was a kid, I grew up with a lot of racists. There was a lot of racists around me. Those people aren't around me anymore. They're just not around me anymore. Like, even when I was in high school, there was a group of people that were listening to a punk rock that had sort of they were on the trajectory to be skinheads.
Mm-hmm.
I excised them from my life. I was just like, I'm not a racist. That's a horrible thing to think.
Yeah.
And I just left and never talked to them again. And some of these were my good friends, like good friends, until they started getting influenced by some of this other stuff. And I was like, oh, you're not good people.
Yeah, but like, exactly, right? Like
it's super easy.
It's
too.
It's not a challenging.
Yeah. It's easy to find people that aren't racist.
It's low bar.
Yeah.
It's a low bar.
Yeah.
This is a requirement in just peopling.
Yeah.
And it's not a hard one, right? You cannot have friends you find morally objectionable.
No.
You can't have that friend. Like, I relate a story to you. I won't name it. I went to dinner with somebody I've known for 10 plus years. I went to dinner with him. He said some shit that is beyond the pale, morally objectionable. I am never going to hang out with him again. That's it.
That's it.
That's
done.
I find him morally objectionable. I'm done.
It's over.
It's easy. It's not even hard.
It's
like,
easy.
I don't like wake up like, oh, I kind of miss so-and-so.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. And when people, you know, the thing is like, I recognize when I when these comments and certain comments come up with certain people, that there's a joke there, right? Mm-hmm. That there's a joke in there, that they're being ironic, that they're, you know, making jokes about certain, like maybe making jokes about racism or making jokes about homophobia, but they're not homophobic and they're not racist. Sure. And I recognize that when people make jokes about certain things, and they might say a racist thing as a joke in a way to sort of call attention to it, that's a different
thing. That's different.
Than just being an outward racist. It's a genuinely different thing.
And I gotta say, like, on the continuum of being racist, Nazis, like, all the way on one end.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't, if you go any further, you tip right over the other side. Yeah. Like, you just Columbus sure. yourself yeah. off the edge of the world. Yeah. That's it. Plunk. That's it.
Yeah, you're Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. You get pushed over the edge, you give birth to a black kid. That's what happens. As a man.
People in that group, excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue.
Bullshit. The moment you're, you know, I'm really just kind of a history buff and I just don't want to see this go. And you look over and there's a Nazi flag. You're like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, right.
All those people that had a conscience left.
Guys. You had people in that group. Excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did.
I looked at them better than you did. When I saw them, I saw more than you did.
I looked at them with the head of my penis.
I used my eyes with more alacrity.
That group.
That's not a thing.
That were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of
a racist. A statue of a racist.
You know, that's the thing, too, is like, you know, here's this fucking racist culture from the South, this fucking loser, surrender monkey culture of fucking garbage humans that fucking love their flag so much to fucking ejaculate in that fucking Confederate garbage flag, the fucking surrender flag, the one that didn't win the war.
Right.
And everybody's just like, oh, we need to keep our heritage. Fuck your heritage. Fuck that bullshit. Keep it in a textbook. You don't need to fucking keep on waving that flag in people's faces, in people that are descendants of fucking oppression. You don't need to keep on being like, hey, man, remember when you guys were slaves? Remember that shit? That was fucking awesome, right? The fuck is wrong with you people? Right.
You'd think you'd be ashamed of that shit.
You would think you'd hide that shit.
Right.
You'd think you'd be like, it's like the Nazi Germany when they're like, fucking, there's no Nazi symbols here. When there is, a fucking old lady hits them with their purse. Like, we're super mad about that shit. Like, they don't fucking advertise.
It's a cultural shame.
It's a shame. We should be ashamed of that part of our culture. We shouldn't be like, oh, let's celebrate our fucking hick heritage. Get the fuck out of here.
Do you know who's not ashamed of that culture?
Racists.
Yep.
The park from Robert E. Lee to another name. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
It's funny because it's like, yeah, George Washington was, yeah, and that's a disgusting part of who he was.
Sure.
So let's not venerate that.
Yeah.
And it is, and the difference between George Washington and Robert E. Lee is George Washington is famous for other things other than defending racism.
You're right.
Robert E. Lee is famous for being the general in charge of the racists. That's why he's famous.
Yeah.
George Washington was a racist slave owner. That's not deniable, right? Yeah. He also did other things. The fact that he was a racist slave owner is deeply fucking problematic, like we talked about.
It's a shitty part of his life.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
And it is a black mark
absolutely
in who he is as a person.
Sure.
Right? But that's not the reason he is celebrated. The only reason Robert E. Lee is celebrated is because he was the general of the loser army.
Yep. He was the general of the loser racists.
Right.
So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine.
Is it a question? Like you're giving people an opportunity. How do you have a press conference where he asks the press rhetorical questions?
He asks them rhetorical questions and then walks
blasts over the top.
Changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists.
Because that was all of them. Because that's everybody that marched on the other side.
Right.
Because You can't be complicit with a group of people who carry fucking Nazi flags and be like, well, I was here for the book club.
Because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists.
No,
okay?
You didn't.
And the
no,
press
didn't.
Has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now,
no, they're
in
Nazis.
The other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
That's the same. That's the fucking racist you're thinking of. The racist did that. The racist came with baseball bats and helmets and shields. The racist did that.
He's such a stupid fucking person.
So this story is from the Seattle Times. Secessionists pushed for South to break away from U.S. again.
I saw this because I thought, like, yeah, good.
Good.
Go away.
You know,
nobody wants you at this party.
The thing that makes me crazy, though, is like, okay, go, but you can't take the land with you. Like, go somewhere else. You lost the war. That's our land.
Right.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Can't we just give them, like, Mississippi and be like, let's just stack you racist on top of each other in this garbage state?
Why don't we just treat all of these assholes like the same way we treated the Native Americans? Like, just shuttle them off to some garbage, like you said, like something nobody cares about, like Mississippi.
Or,
right? And then we could build that wall we've
sure,
been talking
we
about.
Could talk about the wall. I like right. that. You know, y'all you could do is you could fucking treat them like the seasteaders, those people.
Yeah, right.
Just build a bunch
put
of barges.
Put them on a barge.
Float them out there. Here's right. some fucking land of Racelandia. There right. you go. You get fucking, like, you go out there in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. Be racist to fucking dolphins.
Yeah.
They don't care. We don't care. Sink. Who cares?
I love this. Like, good. Go.
Yeah.
Go. Go away. No one cares. I am willing to revisit the issue of the Civil War yeah. right now. Like, if you still want to be this, if this is what you want, if this is who you are, and you're like, well, we should be our own country. Fucking good for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Literally don't care.
Great. Go
you're
away.
Fucking awful.
Go away.
I'm not going to fight to fucking hold you tighter to my bosom.
Get in your fucking mobile homes and start your trailer of tears.
Right?
In the name of Jesus, we speak that.
This story is from thestar.com. Former BC couple sentenced to jail for taking girl 13
huh.
into the United States to marry polygamist sect leader.
Huh. Well, how old is that sect leader?
That sect leader is not young. I don't remember offhand where
the sect leader, Tom, is 71 years old.
That's super gross, man.
Yeah. And his wife was 60.
Oh, well, she's a spring chicken.
Can you imagine the first time that this 13-year-old sees a 71-year-old naked? She's like, it looks like a Sharpay. Like, it's just, like, you need one of those high-powered wind tunnel fans just to blow the wrinkles back.
It's like, you know? Is it live or is it Memorex?
It's a phase. I just feel bad.
He's going to lift off.
Genuinely bad for somebody like that. And this is disgusting, right? This is genuinely disgusting. A 13-year-old. In all over the world, a 13-year-old is too young, right?
Well, I don't know. Like, aren't there parts of the Muslim world where it's 9?
Well, I'm saying all civilized parts of the world.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's too young.
Yeah.
I want to say that in some places it's 14, but I think the other person has to be young too. And then in other places it's 16.
So that nobody knows how to make a good decision.
Yeah, right.
Like, think about that. Like, well, I wouldn't want it to be weird and have a couple. We want to make sure these two 14-year-olds go off and make their own quality life decisions. Also, one of them might get a worker's permit next year.
I'm not familiar with all of the sort of ages of consent. I know Eli Bosnick keeps a Rolodex, but I don't have one. But I know that they range, right? So they range.
Yeah.
But nowhere 13. Nowhere it's 13.
No, I'm sure not.
I'm pretty sure it's nowhere.
I'm sure not.
And 13 to a 71-year-old.
Yeah.
How disgusting is that? And the fucking 60-year-old complicit wife.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this idea that these fucking lunatic polygamist religious sect nonsense, you know, you can almost, like, judge exactly how like exactly how like recent and crazy some made up culty bullshit is when like it is designed by old men for old men to fuck young women.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when you look at that feature and you're like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It just so happens that God wants old men to fuck young women. That's what God wanted. God wanted a weird Pornhub channel. Right.
What God wanted was old young porn.
Right.
And God wanted you to get the best cut of meat. And God wanted, you know, like it's all these things. I'm the fucking cult leader. So, and this is probably one of those weird, like you got to hold your wife's hand while the guy comes around and bangs her.
Right. Yeah. I say, oh, hold on a minute. I'm getting a message from God. Oh, blowjobs for breakfast. Anyway, I don't know. It's not me. I don't know. I'm just going to walk around and get blowjobs.
Well, it's not my fault. It's what the Lord wants for my penis.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so funny. I just have to anoint the back of your fucking throat every morning.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This story's from Right Wing Watch. Dave, coach.
Doc coach.
Not a coach. Dobenmeyer. Those who oppose the Patriots that marched in Charlottesville are God haters.
God haters. Like Christ haters.
They're God haters.
Christ haters and God haters. All right. So this is not a coach.
So what they're trying to do to us is they're trying to divide us from Congress. That's what's going on down in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I do know this. I mean,
who, the Nazis? Yeah, okay. That's fine.
I hope you know this. Please tell me you're smart enough to understand this. That those were staged riots. Those riots were staged.
Staged by who? Were they staged by the side, like by the Nazis?
No, I think he's saying they're staged by the government.
Really? Yes. Like the government paid?
No, George Soros paid.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Damn you, Soros.
You know,
it didn't even occur to me.
We talk about on our other show, Citation Needed, if you haven't listened
excellent
to it. Citation
show.
Needed.
Citation Needed.
You can find it at citationpod.com. We talk about on that other show, though, Garrison Keillor and how much Garrison Keillor is worth.
$5 million.
$5 million. And Tom talks about all the things that he would do to Garrison Keillor for any amount of his fortune.
No, I want most of his fortune, but I will do everything.
There's nothing off limits.
There's
I just want to put this out there.
Poop in my fucking hair.
I just want
for $5 million.
I just want to put this out there. George, you're way richer. You're way richer than Garrison Keillor. For a fraction of your fortune, I will do literally anything. Literally. And there's nothing off limits.
No.
I will strangle a hobo.
I will spell your name in cigarette burns on my arms.
Yeah, I will.
I don't care.
Absolutely. I will.
I don't care.
I'll skin myself.
I'll fight
George,
a cheetah.
George, call me. That's what I'm saying, George.
Now, I do a lot of street ministry. Some of you guys have gone out on...
In other words, I stand on the corner and yell at people with a bullhorn. Street ministry. Street ministry. I annoy people who are trying to go about their day. Some fucking asshole's going to witch. You know? He's just fucking yelling at them.
God loves you. What the fuck? Leave me alone.
I'm trying to get a fucking pastrami, you twat.
We went to Columbus. We went to the Homo Pride Parade. When we went to the Homo Shame Parade in Columbus, Ohio.
No, it's gay pride. They don't have a Homo Shame Parade.
Homo Shame Parade.
You're an actual idiot and not a coach.
There were cops there. And the purpose of the cops were to keep the two groups divided. Down in Charlottesville, Virginia.
That's because those gay people are sassy. That's why.
Folks, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. The police stood there and watched the two groups fight with each other.
No, they didn't. I saw a fucking armored car driving down the road in between these two groups of people. That's not even the case.
Now, I don't know. Well, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. How can a cop stand there and watch somebody get sucker? They're not doing anything about it. How can that be?
But it didn't happen. So,
Well, I mean, you know, maybe a cop saw it, but they were breaking up stuff constantly.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, there's no cop standing there watching someone get punched, just being like, that's not a thing. They're fucking busy.
Yeah.
It's like, remember when we watched that, like the dragon guy from Turkey,
Erdogan.
Dragon man.
Erdogan.
Right. So like the cops ran in, Yeah. They can't stop the when there's a fucking riot going on,
and
they
some
have
of those
to
guys
fucking
were armed.
Right.
Some of those guys were armed and they weren't doing what would normally happen, which is severe beatdown, because those guys, when they're fucking pushing people around, you see the fucking shoulder holsters.
Right, exactly.
That kind of stuff going
on. I'm talking about the Erdogan thing. I don't know if the other protesters were.
Yeah. But these patriots, say what you want to about them. I don't care what you think about the patriot group. I don't care about that. They had a permit. They had a permit to go into the park and exercise their free speech, and the police did not protect
them. Bullshit. That's bullshit. They absolutely did protect them. You should watch the video. Watch the police step in. They actually have to stop them from beating the anti-protesters. They have to stop them from beating them. That happened. Like, just pay attention. Just watch the video.
Shh, it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit coach's narrative. Didn't protect
them. Police let just anybody in. Can I tell you why?
Because it's a free country and you let people in.
Well, somebody wants to stir up a mess. See? Somebody wants to stir up a mess. And as sure as I'm behind this this camera and this microphone today, as sure as I'm sitting here today, I'm telling you, they are trying to drive us to civil war.
Who's they? Who?
I don't know. They.
Who is they?
They.
I hate they. Mm. I hate that
George
shit.
Soros.
So you have the far right, the KKK. And you have the far left, and then you have everybody else. You have just a very small group of far right and a very small group of far left, and then the patriots are in the middle. And what happens? They pay both sides, the far right and the far left, to come and co-opt the event. That's what happened. Those guys were paid. On both sides, they were paid.
Yeah, I have no evidence of that at all.
Were paid?
First of all, most of those guys on the alt-right side haven't seen a fucking paycheck in 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, those are garbage people.
Sure.
Yeah. They're just nasty, shitty garbage people.
Make this look like racism is out of control in America. And we know this, that the average patriot couldn't care less about skin color. He couldn't care less. He just wants the government to get out of his life, to leave him alone, to let him go out and live his life in peace. That's the patriot movement.
Yeah. So what patriot movement is he referring to?
But like, literally none of those things had anything to do with the government stopping anything. The government didn't stop anything down there. The government facilitated I know that they did get sued. The government got sued because they weren't going to give a permit to like one park, and then they got sued and then they had to give that permit up.
Is there a patriot movement I missed?
I don't know.
Is that an official thing, or saying
those
stuff?
Are the people from Boston.
And you turn on the TV and what'd you see from the media? Fox News was the worst. White supremacists, white supremacists, Nazis, neo-Nazis, primates. That's what they're trying to do, see? They're trying to do. And the average guy, like the people watching here right now on this show, how many got in the queue today?
I don't know. You got any Nazis? Because that's because when they say white supremacists, the reason why you can pick out the white supremacists is the Nazi flag. It's really distinct. Right? It's a distinct bit of heraldry. You can see it across a battlefield.
17 of us in the queue right now.
17.
Who knows?
17. 17 people.
How many are watching? There aren't racists watching this show.
There's nobody watching this show.
There's a racist hosting this show.
We're not racist. And at what point, somebody help me here. Somebody help me. Black lives matter, not racist. White lives matter, racist. No, we're not racist. White supremacists. Can you imagine in America today, they're going down into, folks, do you know what heritage is? Do you understand that those guys down in the South, right or wrong, their grandfather's heroes were Jefferson Davis, right?
But it matters if you're wrong.
It does matter if you're wrong.
Like, that's the whole point. Yeah. It matters if you're wrong. Like, how? Like, you don't get to say right or wrong. Yeah, their heroes were a bunch of racists, so, you know, now they like racism. It's like, well, that makes you racist.
And also comparing Black Lives Matter to white supremacy is wrong. It's a shitty comparison. Black Lives Matter is just like, please don't kill us. White supremacy is, let us kill you. it's a fucking really different organization.
Go to fucking Stormfront's website and go to Black Lives Matter's website and look at what they're proposing for the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at, like, read their mission statements.
Stormfront.
Their heroes were Thomas Jefferson and all the guys in the...
You can't even remember any of them.
Yeah.
You can't remember any of them. So
Thomas Jefferson and some other ones.
All the guys that are guys.
You understand that was their hero. And now people are coming in trying to tear down their heroes.
Well, trying to get rid of Robert E. Lee. Yeah. Robert E. Lee's statue. Yeah. Say it.
You can still, the thing is you can still like Robert E. Lee. You can still think Robert E. Lee was a hero. You can still do that sort of thing without a statue there. You can still do all that. What the statue is a sign from, you know, our past that we revere a group of people who thought it was cool to own other human beings.
And we're willing to fight and we're willing die to for that privilege.
Exactly. And we're willing to say that this statue is important to us as a group. It's not. It's not. Ask, you know, poll people and say, how many people care about the statue? Look at who's going to say that this is a horrible thing that we have.
Yeah. Good people. Right.
Right. They're going to be like that. We don't want to have this thing. We don't want to have this symbol of our loser, shitty, surrender monkey history.
Do you remember when we went down in North Carolina the first time and we went to that barbecue restaurant? And we opened the door and there was a whittled statue of a Confederate soldier.
Yeah.
I remember we both stopped and just stared at it.
Yeah.
Just stared at it, like fucking flabbergasted, stared at the thing. It was in a restaurant called Hillbillies, nonetheless. Stared at it. These are not things we should celebrate.
Yeah.
These are things like we should be like, oh fuck. My great grandfather didn't fight in any fucking racist. So like he wasn't a We should want to denounce this.
Yeah.
We should hide this as a shameful moment of your history.
You would want to say, look, my ancestors made a mistake. I'd like to try to fix that.
Yeah.
How do I fix it? How do I stop? And how do you fix it? You take down all the monuments that depict this horrible part of our history and you stop revering it. And you say, great, it belongs in a history book. Cool. You want to have a museum where everybody goes and like jerks off to the fucking Confederate flag? Go have that museum. But if it's a public place, why does it have to be there? It doesn't have to. Like all this argument for history, all you're arguing for is to say, I like that history.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're arguing for. You're saying, I liked how it was.
Right.
You want to make America great again. Right. And by making it great again, you want to secede.
Well, what is heritage, right? I mean, truly, like what is heritage? Heritage is pride in, you know, your culture. It's pride in the history of you and your family and your people. This isn't something to be proud of. Like, so just, like, if there's something in your life you're not proud of, fucking hide it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's statues down and guys are standing up and saying, sorry, whether you like it or not, whether it was good or not, that was our heritage. We're going to go stand up for what our fathers fought and died for, what our grandfathers fought and died for.
If you're still standing up for that, then you're still standing up for racism.
That's what they fought and died for. I don't understand how this is complicated.
Look, my dad was kind of a racist. I don't fucking carry his fucking, I don't go forward in the world and be like, well, my dad was kind of a racist, so I guess I'm going to be kind of a racist. No.
Instead, it's like my dad's, it's embarrassing to me
embarrassing.
My dad's a racist.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I get nervous sometimes that my dad will say something stupid and he's actually working on it. Like he and I have talked about this. He's working on it. But every now and again, it like pops out and I'm just like, man, oh, you can't do that.
My dad, I remember growing up and my dad waving his hand off and being like, well, I grew up during segregation. And that was his excuse.
Yeah,
his excuse was, I grew up during segregation. It's like, well, that doesn't mean you get to use different language than other people.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
you get to hate a group of people that you don't know. You don't get to do that. You can judge anyone by their character if you know their character.
Right.
But if you don't know who they are and you don't know anything about them and they're just happen to be a different color than you, you don't get to judge them.
Right. Well, you don't get to do it and still maintain the moral high ground.
Sure.
Right?
You mean you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're free to do it.
Yeah, right. But it just kind of makes you shit. Like,
exactly.
It's a shitty thing to do.
Like, I can judge all the people that were standing with a Nazi flag pretty easily because they're showing me the content of their character.
Exactly. Exactly.
And Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy. We're sorry if you don't like it, but it's history. He was, and we honor his efforts today. Jefferson Davis.
His efforts to... You honor his efforts. What?
Just his efforts to be a traitor.
Right. His efforts to be a traitor and a secessionist and a racist.
Was an American. He just was an American that had problems with the governmental structure. Now, hang on.
No, I didn't.
He had problems with the governmental structure, meaning he was a traitor.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to like change the banking system or propose some sort of, you know, term limits on Congress. He didn't have problems with the governmental structure.
He left it.
He thought people should own other people. He thought that real hard.
And that made him so mad he left. He quit.
Well, yeah.
He fucking rage quit the United States.
What if we were to go in every town in America and tear down the signs that say Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway?
Well, nobody would know where the bad neighborhoods are.
How many Martin Luther King Park? Every street has a Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Every street.
Every street has a Martin Luther King Drive.
Every street does, Tom. Every street
has a Martin Luther King
Drive. It's the worst for GPS.
When you look at your Google Maps,
you know, you type it in GPS, it's like, you're there.
Super confusing.
No, you're there. 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 Everywhere you drive, you're there. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Hey, I'm looking
for... I leave from here and go there without even driving.
Everyone. They all do. Well, what would happen if we went out and demanded that Martin Luther King Jr. signs be pulled down and those streets' names would be changed?
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because that's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
Huh. And the reason why it's interesting is because nobody knows this, but Martin Luther King Jr. was a slave owner. And nobody knows it, Tom, because it's not true.
I'm like little Koreans. He's just, what? What?
You know, it's so funny because you're just like, yeah, okay, well, one was a slave owner. Oh, well, you got me there. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking idiot.
Do you remember that time when Martin Luther King Jr. recommended the violent secession from the United States and fought to maintain an oppressive system of owning other fucking people? Because if he didn't do that, it's not an apt analogy. Oh,
God. It's amazing that he's bringing that up. It's amazing.
What would we expect? Well, we would expect the brainwashed black masses to rise up. Can't do that.
The brainwashed. Wow. They're brainwashed.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh, look at you. You don't like to be owned. Brainwashed.
That can't do that. Malcolm X Boulevard in some places. Are you kidding me?
Malcolm X, also a huge slave owner.
Stands up, you guys see what they're doing to us? Does anybody see it? Anybody? Haven't I warned you that this is a battle for Western civilization? And at the heart and at the root of Western civilization stands
the white man.
Jesus.
White Jesus.
Damn it.
Jesus.
I really wish you would have said the white man, though.
I wish you would have said white Jesus.
Christ.
So?
These are Christ haters.
Christ haters.
These are God haters.
Christ haters.
The church. This is all happening because the church is ignorant.
Ignorant.
He gave up mid-word.
Ignorant.
You've been ignorant.
Don't be ignorant.
It's like a Homestar Runner character.
Why you gotta be ignorant?
Great Jorb.
Christians are ignorant. Christians won't push back. We get run over.
Wrong choice of words.
That's a bad choice of words.
We get run over. Leave it at that. He's
not. Choo choo, motherfucker.
We get run over. He said that out loud. He said that out loud. He said run over.
It's just rude. our patrons. Of course, we want to thank everybody. We want to thank our patrons. You patrons, by the way, make Glory Hole Studios possible.
Yes.
We cannot thank you enough. There's a new goal up there. Get Cecil to quit his job. If you're interested in donating to the show, go to patreon.com/dissonancepod. You can donate on a per episode basis. We obviously would love you to be a patron, like to provide you with free content as well as extra content, as well as early content. So if you're interested, join at patreon.com. We'd love to have you. But we'd like to thank all of our patrons, but we'd like to thank specifically the newest patrons, Josh Axe Handle Watkins.
That's great. I love that.
John.
Darksplore.
Starksplore. Now, come on. Now, buy a vowel. Y-N-G-V-E. What is that?
That's not a thing.
Austin. Katrina. Garrison. Bob. Please do not publish my name. Chocolate Bunting. Alan. Brian. Sinners, Science, and History.
Skylar.
Is it Skylar?
Mm-hmm.
I would have said Schuler.
Yeah, Skylar.
Skylar. You knew I wasn't going to be able to pronounce. You knew ahead of time. You're like, you knew ahead of time. You're like, no, you're not going to. No, Cecil will not get that one. He's going to say Schuler. I know he's going to say Schuler.
Schuler!
Brandon, Jillian, Blake, Nate, Velociraptor Jesus, John, Matt, Stephen, Marcus, Alicia, Evan, Brady, adopt a homeless pet and an opposed declawing and ear docking. That's
can
a
we
long
still cut
name.
Off their tails?
I will say this. I probably recognize that ear docking is probably a horrible thing, but it makes Doberman pinchers look badass. I will say that.
Oh, is that what gives them the pointy pointers?
I think so. It gives them the pointy ears. They always have that. I don't know, though. I will say this, though. Another thing. I'm not a dog owner. I wish I was a dog owner, but I'm not a dog owner. Dobermans, when they don't have their ears docked, look adorable.
Do they really?
They look so cute because they have big floppy ears. They I have genuinely that. Big floppy ears. But when they dock the ears, they give them that look, like that guard dog look, like they're always ready to like,
yeah,
like,
do like their satellites are on, right? Yeah.
But when they, but if they don't dock their ears, they have big floppy sort of beagle-ish ears.
I didn't know that.
And so they look adorable.
Really?
Absolutely adorable, but not as mean if you don't dock them. I probably wouldn't do any of that stuff to a dog anyway, because there's no reason to do that except for like you're basically putting ground effects on your dog. like there's no reason to do it.
Well, I would low ride my dog. Like but, I'd cut off that bottom joint of their leg.
I'd turn a mastiff into a beagle. There's no problem. No, but I don't know anything about whether that damages the animal.
If you shorten them, it's called basset hounding them.
Why do they cut their tails off? Why do they do
it's
that?
It's just aesthetics.
Is it aesthetics?
Yeah, it's just aesthetics.
It's not for any reason.
No,
like
Cocker Spaniels. I had a Cocker Spaniel. His tail was snipped.
Yeah.
And it just... They got a weird
it just
tail.
Looks,
like
it looks
weird.
Better without it.
Well, yeah. I guess that's what people think. The little nubber.
I don't like the little nubber. That's weird.
The little nubber is
it's
weird.
The little nubber. You almost feel like you want to put a condom like on it. You know what I mean? Like you kind of want to be like, I'm just going to put a condom on the nubber.
It's a weird little fuzzy penis to hang it off your butt. That's what it is.
Thank you, adopt a homeless pet and oppose declawing and air docking, because we just had a conversation about
we
that.
We did.
Dustin, Uncle John, Peter, Megan, Satan Swampy Asshole, Zach, Godzilla Eyes, Carol, and Eric. Thanks so much for your generous donations. We really do truly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Got a little bit of email we want to go through. The first is a limerick, Tom. This is from Benjamin.
One day an old man from Dundee came home as drunk as can be. He wound up the clock with the end of his cock and buggered his wife with the key.
I don't know if that's so misandrist, but it's close.
I like it, though.
It's okay. We got a message. This is from Matt, and Matt says, my iPhone is 1 million times more powerful, but no matter how hard I throw it, basically saying it won't land on the moon. That's pretty funny. We got a message from Jared. And he said, I wanted to thank you again for the plug at Camp Quest Michigan earlier this year. We just wrapped up our very successful 2017 season a couple of weeks ago and had more staff and campers than ever before. A lot of newcomers had podcasts on their How I Heard About Camp questionnaire. So you have been a huge help. Thanks. You know, we're glad we can help promote such a great thing. So they also put together a video of what it's like to be a counselor at the camp. We're going to post it on this week's show notes. This is episode 374. So if you get a chance, go check a look at the video. And if you're interested, we're going to put Jared's name there. So anyone with questions or who's interested in being involved in Camp Quest 2018 can contact Jared. We'll put his email on this week's show notes as well. Good luck with next year. We hope Camp Quest goes well. Tom, this is crazy.
I thought this was incredible. So this is from a guy. He says he was on vacation catching up on the Cognitive Dissonance podcast upon hearing episode 368, where you mentioned the Mongolian eagle hunters. It just so happened that he was in Mongolia and photographed some of these guys. He sent us some pictures. These pictures are fucking incredible.
These pictures are absolutely incredible. These are the eagle hunters there.
I can't even believe these
pictures. I'm going to take two or three of these and put some of these on this week's show notes. So check some of these out.
This is some National Geographic
shit. It really genuinely is. I'm going to put a couple of these pictures in, Tom, but one of the things is he doesn't leave an address where his stuff is, like if he sells these photos or anything. So I don't have a link to his work, but I'm going to post a couple of these. Guy, if you can, go on our website 374 this episode and comment your work if it's somewhere online, if people want to check out more of your stuff.
Because it's
your work is absolutely stunning. Tom, we got another limerick. This one is from Raf.
An insecure man, baby Trump, with small hands and a very big rump. When he asked them to pee on his very huge tree, Russian hooker said, "What, on that stump?"
Oh, shit.
I love it. It's awesome.
We got a bunch of messages about this, both tweets and a bunch of people sent us messages and people commented. On the episode where we were talking about the moon landing and the guy, and he said, that we landed on the moon on the first try. A bunch of people pointed out that no, we did not land on the moon on the first try. There was many Apollo missions that took place for us to get there. In fact, people died along the way in some of these Apollo missions because somebody, there was one that blew up on the runway, et cetera, et cetera. So they did not land on the first try. That's number one. So that's something that we overlooked. Thank you for pointing it out. A bunch of people sent in messages about it. So we got a message from Chris, and Chris sent in this. It says, "Someone spotted Donald Trump's neck fanny," and I think that means pussy. Now we can't unsee it. And it's genuinely, every time you see his neck now, it looks like a floppy vag.
Some pictures are more,
than others. Actually, to be honest, I like vaginas. What it looks like to me is an old man's ass.
It kind of does.
You know what I mean? Like, it does not look like, they say it looks, I don't know. I don't think so. I think it looks like an old man's ass.
Like, you know what it looks like? Old man ass. It's like unashamedly walking around the locker room.
Right.
Or like at the gym.
Or like at the nude beach.
Right. Yeah. Just diaper ass saggy.
Like a 71-year-old with a 13-year-old wife.
Or like our 45th president. Just saying.
We got an image from Peter
with
Pat Robertson that looks great. We're going to put it on this week's show notes. We got a message from a couple of people. This one is specifically from Aaron about Mike Pence, the official MikePence.com, which is a joke site about him being the 46th president of the United States.
It's very funny.
And on this one, it's what he had for lunch. What I ate today is what it's called. And it's a big, long list of what he ate. It's very funny. Check it out. I'll put a link on this week's show notes. But check out the whole site. It's actually really funny. Not as funny as Ted Cruz for human president, but still pretty funny.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I know. It's amazing. So we got an interesting message from Sarah. And Sarah says, "I just listened to your latest episode where you discussed the singular they. I thought you might like to know that not only has they been used in the singular for centuries, it was only towards the end of the 18th century when grammarians tried to make the English grammatically like Latin and began the objection to its use, but you used to be the plural form only. Thou was the singular form."
So interesting.
Thou. Yeah. So I say all the people that identify as non-binary should start, instead of referring to themselves as they, call themselves thou. Say thou.
Yeah, it's less awkward, actually.
Actually, yeah. When you start talking about thou went to the speech.
It's very formal.
It is. It's super formal.
So
it almost feels like you're in a Bible story.
I know, right?
Start using thou. I think this is a great message from Sarah. Thank you.
I feel like it's fancy.
We got an image of Steve Bannon. We're going to put it on this episode show notes. Check it out. This is from Kernan. We also got an image from, it's from Aaron, and it's an image that he sent before, but he added new words. So it's mein Trumpf. And so check it out. It's on this week's show notes, 374. We hope you like it. Well, that was an interesting night.
It was.
That was interesting.
It was. You know what was great?
What?
The burritos we had. I just want to say, as usual, excellent.
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 So if you're interested in checking out that that patron content, you're welcome to, of course. But we will not be playing that that interview like we said earlier. So we don't have anybody to thank to be on this episode.
We don't.
We don't.
Cecil, thank you for being Tom, on this episode, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, now we had someone to thank.
We did. We did. We're going to wrap it up and we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.